You're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Out at the University of Oregon's Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, local artist LaVon Tarbox-Crone has received an award of excellence at the big watercolor show called Pour It On. How does that feel?
It feels pretty good. I'm fairly competitive, and so it was kind of nice.
What does it take to be competitive in a watercolor show like this one?
Technique and design are the two elements that I think help catch the judge's eye, and also high contrast, lots of darks and lights, so it reads well from 20, 30 feet away.
If you've seen LaVon's art, you know she draws a lot of inspiration from her travels.
Well, Turkey was a real breakthrough for me. I got to do a big circle of the country, and that's where I ran into what I call the ancient walls. It's the cracks and the how time erodes.
She says the challenge of painting them is,
I might throw some fruit or some vegetables on the ledge, and I have Now and Forever. I used to call it my Now and Forever series. So something live and something very ancient.
When asked why she paints,
I like the challenge. I like the unknown journey. And I paint watercolor because you can't really control it totally.
Tarbox-Crone is a respected artist and teacher these days, but her art had dark beginnings. I ask her if she thinks art is essentially playful or essentially serious, or is it spiritual?
I don't know if I'm spiritual, but it kind of saved my life. I lost my son to a tragic accident, and after that I couldn't do anything, so I started painting. But I think maybe he sits on my shoulder.
LaVon Tarbox-Crone and dozens of other watercolorists from across Oregon and the West may be seen at the Pour It On Watercolors of the West show at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art until June 9th. Viz City is co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Way.